Well, the National Cotton Council's Producer Information Exchange Program, also known as PIE, exposes producers to innovative production practices other than their own, as Michael Rochelle, Assistant Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council, explains.
The cotton production tends to be extremely diverse as far as growing season, best varieties, management practices, irrigation methods. So there's a lot of things to be taken into consideration when a producer from one region goes to another region, and it was initiated just to give them an opportunity to kind of educate themselves on the differences between the two and begin to build a consensus among our growers as to the different issues faced in different regions.
And the first tour of the season will include the Mid-South welcoming our producers from the Southeast.
July 18th through the 23rd, the Mid-South will host a group from the Southeast. Those growers will come from all over the Southeast, and they will tour part of Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. And then August the 8th through the 13th, the Southeast will host producers from the Mid-South.
And Rochelle believes that Cotton Foundation projects such as this one can offer many unique opportunities for producers, all the while helping the industry as a whole.
It provides an opportunity for our producers and our members to get involved in some way other than maybe just the policy formats and things they've been involved in the past. It gives them an opportunity to learn some more about the council and just meet producers from other regions. And of course, we operate by building a consensus among our membership. That's what gives us our credibility when we go to Washington on behalf of them. And the more consensus we have among those growers, the better off we are. And the more they understand about the different issues that they each face, the better equipped we are to build that consensus.
Rochelle says producers should contact their producer interest organization if interested in participating in future tours. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.